This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're going to hopefully get back into this healthcare.
Wait, I wanted to share a couple more thoughts on that last subject there.
Go ahead.
The last subject for those that are just tuning in.
Yeah.
There was a caller that called in talking about what he deems to be police brutality, and he's what we call a chronic caller. He calls in quite frequently and has done so over the last decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
And he celebrates when any police officer dies, whether, you know, it's day one, they just put on the uniform and they've not written a ticket yet, or whether they've been on the force for 20 years and did something egregious. He celebrates the death of human beings that he sees as aggressors, whether, again, they have done anything egregious or not.
And my thing is I don't know if, you know, I never heard him make any other statements other than what I just heard on the air a minute ago. And from what I heard, it sounds like what he's saying is that, you know, to give an example, most people walking down the street, you see somebody getting beat up. You see somebody getting, you know, a woman getting raped. Most people are good people and they'll step up and they'll stop it and they'll, you know, defend the person. They might even, if you're a gun carrier, you might even use lethal force to save this innocent victim. Unless, of course, the person doing the raping or the beating happens to be wearing a police uniform, which for me is like, you know, why is that? You know, like is it not better to be tried by six than, was it, or tried by 12 and then carried by six, right? Like, I mean, if you see a cop, like in the Kelly Thomas case, if those of you that haven't seen it, this innocent homeless man sitting on a curb, harming absolutely no one, was killed because he was beaten by six police officers so badly that it broke some bone, like lodged, like,
what
was that bone right there on his forehead, that they beat him with the back of a taser so bad that it broke this bone that most people,
yeah, plus they tased Kelly Thomas in the face like 20 times the entire time he's
crying for
help.
And he's crying for his dad. It was the most heartbreaking video I've ever seen in my life.
I believe he said, "I'm sorry," somewhere around,
he was,
you know,
pleading
40
with them
times.
Saying, I'm sorry. And this officer, right, that essentially started the whole thing, as he was putting on gloves, says, you know, I'm about to F you up. Like,
right.
This was like a pure case of like just brutality. And that's the type of person where I'm like, dude, I would love for a good Samaritan to have just come up out of nowhere and like pop this guy off,
right,
in defense of the freaking poor man,
unfortunately,
crying on the ground. But because they're police officers, right, they just... Nobody will.
But that's not what Tom is talking about. And let me pull up some quotes from when Tom was a state rep here in New Hampshire almost two decades ago. Quote, it's unfortunate that cops do make it necessary to kill them when they're waging a drug war, and I view cops as enemy officers. He said that he's too chicken to kill them himself, and added, nobody will ever be safe until the last cop is dead.
See, I don't agree with
that. If that's something other than encouraging people to kill police officers, then please explain that to me.
Right. And there are a lot of people out there that take that view. I think it's ridiculously...
They're frustrated, though.
Well, they are.
They're frustrated that nonviolent people keep getting thrown in cages. And I don't think going and killing people, I don't think violence is the answer unless you're in imminent danger. You know what I mean? And, you know, in that case, I think we leave it up to a jury to decide when people are justified when they aren't, but it is a sad situation.
This is what you get with government. This is part of what comes with government. When the police work for government, the prosecutor works for government, the judge works for government, and this is all the whole criminal justice system. And
the jury, by default,
is now working for the government
because they're getting that $20 stipend.
Right. And you have this indoctrination, in government schools that says you must always obey what a police officer says. Never resist a police officer.
Right.
They're your friend. They're always right.
Oh, you had school police officers. I had one when I was in school.
But the thing is we're indoctrinated from a very young age to simply do whatever we're told. That's what the purpose of our public school system is, to always respect authority. And when it goes off the rails, we act like we're surprised when government, which holds all the power and holds the lethal force, and in some areas, the only ones allowed to possess lethal force, uses it. And, and you're also talking about people in positions of authority that are attracted, for whatever reason, to that position of authority.
There's something that I saw on Twitter a couple days ago that, very accurate. It said, do what you're told and you won't get hurt is not what you tell people that live in a free society. That's what you tell people that live in a concentration camp.
It's a good point. It's a really good point.
Yeah, and that reminds me of that article I read the other day that somewhere, I was in Keene, they painted a blue line on the road.
Sure.
Yeah, that was actually talked about on Free Talk Live a couple nights ago, where down the middle of Marlboro Street, which runs right in front of the police station, they put this blue line right between the yellow lines because blue lives matter, thin blue line, something, something, even though the National Highway Transportation something another said, you're not allowed to do that. Blue is not a legal color to put on a roadway. It is not a legal road marking.
Yeah, there's a positive side, it is, and it was pointed out that Keene, New Hampshire's local government is practicing civil disobedience.
Yes.
Yeah. No, my whole thing, though, is I do want to point out, I like police officers like our friend Pat there from Arizona. Like, I think he's a nice guy. And I think, obviously I don't like the crimes without victims, I think if police were just, taking like child traffickers, rapists and murderers and serial killers and stuff like that off the street, fine. But the fact is that they're going around enforcing a lot of nonviolent laws. And the language in that article from the Free Keene one, right, is referring to police officers as serving, right? A lot of the same language that you hear when you talk about our military that go over to Iraq and Afghanistan. They're almost using that same language now when referencing police, and police are getting all these badges and these, awards and pins, and I'm thinking that psychologically, the government's making it so that police have more of this warlike mentality when they're walking the streets of their own community and they're treating a lot of these people in this war on drugs as enemy combatants. And so you have
It's
a lose-lose situation for both the people,
And then, you've got small municipalities. Keene, New Hampshire, about 23,000 people when college students are in town. The police here have a ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck. The small town or city of Berlin, New Hampshire, about 9,000 people, including all of the people incarcerated in the two jail facilities there in Berlin, they have a ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck. For those that may only know it by the friendly name of Bearcat, it's this armored vehicle that was at one time used in a war zone, an actual war zone. And then they're bringing these things and putting them on the streets in small towns across the country.
When we declared the war on drugs, we declared war. I say the country did. The country declared war on its own citizens. And now we act like we're surprised when police dress militarily, act militarily, disregard, the rules of combat. When they have tactics that are designed, basically for the military.
Not just tactics, but also the weapons. The Pentagon 1033 program, and we covered this somewhat in depth when it was big in the news about, year and a half ago?
Yeah.
Of all the thousands of pieces of surplus military equipment that the Pentagon gave to local governments. Why does a local police force need a grenade launcher?
The other thing that was in that article, referring to all the officers that died in the line of duty, is just heartbreaking to me, because it's like, think about a child now, right, that loses his dad to the war on drugs. So now he doesn't have a dad because his dad intervene in a consensual agreement between two people to sell a plant.
Your
you know
calls
what I mean?
And thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Want to buy some Bitcoin? Find out how to do it there. You want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Their forum is always open at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger believers than the team there at bitcoin.com. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. Plus, you can play games using Bitcoin at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. We started the show talking about the Republican health care, health insurance bill thing, and there's still more to get into on that, but we've got full phone lines.
That's more fun.
You know, sometimes that happens when you wind up bringing up, you know, controversial topics, if you will, specifically police brutality. Let's go to Fred calling in from Idaho. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I don't have a lot to say other than greetings to you, Chris. And I wanted to comment specifically on the recent Philando Castile situation. You know, we used to pretend that law enforcement was here to protect and serve. And in that instance, if you look at the video, which is painful to watch, admittedly, yep, the conversation could have ended right after I pulled you over because your taillight was out, sir.
Right. And that could have been the end of it.
Please take care of that right away. That's for your safety and the safety of others. Just wanted to make sure you were aware. End of story. Goodbye.
It could have ended that easily,
sure,
but if you go back and you listen to the transmission that the police officer made before pulling over Philando Castile, he said, he's got a wide-set nose. I'm going to pull him over because he might fit the description.
I did catch that.
The whole thing of the taillight being out was just a ruse and,
right,
you know, completely made up. That's not why Philando Castile was pulled over. But had his taillight actually been out, it could have ended as easily as you just suggested.
So do we know, was there any investigation by the worthless defense attorney to find out if his taillight was out?
I think I could tell in the video. I think the taillight was actually out. But at that point,
you got a legitimate ruse, if you want to call it a ruse.
Right.
Did the bank robber have his wife and 3-year-old child with him when he bumped off the bank? I mean, good Lord, help us.
Yeah. There was another example. Down in Florida, a state attorney got pulled over. She happens to be an African-American woman. But she was just pulled over, and the cops come up, and they're like, you know, license and registration. She hands them that plus her ID card saying she's the state's attorney, and they just start,
have a nice day, ma'am.
Your license plate didn't come up with anything when we pulled it up, and also your windows are tinted a little dark, and it was really hard to see. They just immediately backpedaled because they didn't get a Philando Castile. They got somebody else who's in their club. You know what I mean?
Right.
They had to change everything about how that stop would have gone down.
Well, they didn't have to.
I think they made the decision to, but
I've seen things to where mayors of small towns in South Carolina wind up getting pulled over in Myrtle Beach, blow a 0.00 on the breathalyzer, pass the roadside Olympic test, but still wind up getting charged and convicted with a DUI, even though there was nothing in their system.
Wow.
But is it a DUI or is it driving with a wide-set pair of nostrils? I mean, that's kind of the question that we all are trying to get answered here, isn't it?
Right. And that's the sad fact. I take this whole thing back to the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When we make whole segments of our population the enemy. And that was, you know, when we look at the war on drugs, the origination of that was racism. Right. You know, that was...
I mean, I don't want to say that's really what it was.
No, I'm talking about what Nixon and Haldeman and Ehrlichman all talked about.
Who said that they knew what the heck they were talking about?
Because they did.
It could have been that, you know, people were freaked out. You know, maybe a couple people had a bad experience on drugs, and you get one lawmaker that's like, okay, you're going to ban it from everyone.
To be very clear about that, what they said was...
I disagree. I don't think
What they said was...
I don't know. I'm just
We have to go after the blacks... Because they're opposing us politically, so we're going to come down on heroin.
Yeah,
and we have to go after the hippies.
Really? Because there were, like, African slave owners that were extremely wealthy as far back as, you know.
No, what I'm saying is that the roots of the war on drugs, we have to go after the blacks because they're opposing us politically, so we're going to make heroin really illegal, really bad, and we're going to go after the hippies, the peace freaks who were opposing the war in Vietnam. We're going to do that by going hard after marijuana.
And don't forget, Chris, that there was also, I forget who said the quote, something along the lines of black people smoke marijuana and play jazz music and date our white women.
Well, that's going back to the 30s.
Reefer Madness or something?
Same era. But the point is, the war on drugs was brought up as a ruse to... realize the political gain.
Right, and then changing the term from cannabis to marijuana was to demonize it to, you know, go after the Mexicans.
The Hispanics, sure.
Maybe.
Fred?
And this stuff is all rooted in money, both the war on drugs and the ongoing military machine. It's all about money. There's big, big money players. We got military-industrial complex. We got prison for profit now. God help us. I mean, it's crazy where we're at.
Plus, you've got things like asset forfeiture to where they can just take your money and say, well, we think that it's connected to something illegal, and you have to prove that it's not.
Why else would you have money?
The founding fathers are all rolling over in their graves. They're rolling in their graves. They're screaming and yelling from the grave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great hearing from you, Fred.
Thanks for the call. Let's continue with Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so I don't know if I've asked you this question before, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it again, and that is, the United States, does it have the climate to be able to grow poppy?
I don't know what the growing climate needed for poppy is.
I'm sure you
that's
could.
Something that, you know, like if you found a horticulturist, they would probably know the answer.
I imagine there's some people somewhere in this country growing some poppy.
I'd imagine that if you Googled that, you'd probably get an answer, and then you probably get a confirmation the next day from some drug enforcement officials who could tell you exactly why...
That's why I would never do that, because...
I'll Google it. I'll take one for the team, okay, guys?
Funny enough, I just tried to Google, and my VPN disconnected itself.
See?
Yeah. I was wondering, because it's such a... I mean, over here, it's specifically in Bellis Falls... Rockingham, maybe even up as far up as Burlington and Rutland. It's a complete washout over here. I mean,
Google servers are shut down.
That Bellis Falls has confiscated hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of heroin. And where is it all coming from?
Probably the U.S. government. Robert, thank you for the call. 855-450-3.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get him.
Choose health. Eat purple, superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found summer emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we started off the show talking about the GOP's new repeal and replace health care, health insurance regulation bill thing that basically they're just going to make some minor tweaks to the big giant boondoggle that is the federal government involvement in health care.
Right.
The story from CNN, and we covered, you know, like the introductory portion of here's what some senators had to say, where Lisa Murkowski said that she was upset that some journalists and lobbyists wound up getting to see it before she did. But what's actually in this thing? Well, we're guessing that the journalists there at CNN wound up being able to see it because they've got a write-up here.
There you go. What's new? The revised legislation has $45 billion in opioid treatment funding, a top request from senators like Rob Portman of Ohio and Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, as well as the state stabilization money, as well as in-state stabilization money aimed at lower premiums for high-cost enrollees, and high-cost enrollees, people with pre-existing conditions and things like that. But another concern for moderate senators that the Senate bill makes steep cuts in Medicaid funding was not addressed in the new version. The original bill calls for slashing $772 billion from Medicaid by 2026, compared to current law leaving 15 million fewer people insured by the program. Daryl, I think it's important to note that whatever number you pick there, none of them are sustainable.
Right. And again, the wording here is very interesting, where it says the original bill calls for slashing $772 billion compared to the current law by 2026, meaning that over the next 9 years, there's going to be a total of $772 billion less spent on Medicaid than what is currently projected to be spent. So they're cutting some proposed increases. They are cutting proposed increases. It doesn't say that there's going to be actual cuts or that there's not going to be increases. They're just cutting the rate of increase.
Right. And that is Washington's modus operandi. That's what they do. They say, you know what, we're going to cut this program. By cut, what we mean is we thought we were going to spend $10 billion more on it. We're only going to spend $8 billion more.
That's a 20% cut.
We saved the American people 20%, $2 billion. It's insanity, but somehow this country keeps sending the same people back, which basically says to them, you have a mandate to operate business as usual. Status quo rules the day.
Right.
In a retreat from a key GOP promise, their bill would also keep two Obamacare-era taxes on the wealthy. That came as members said they were worried about the optics of cutting taxes for the rich while also slashing funding for subsidies that go to help low-income people to buy insurance. Retaining the taxes, which saves the federal government $230 billion over 10 years. No, it doesn't save the federal government money. What it does is costs the American taxpayers, $230 billion over 10 years, provides McConnell money to help boost the stabilization fund, sources said. But it's also likely to infuriate conservative lawmakers and lobbying groups. The legislation would allow consumers to use their health savings accounts to pay their premiums for the first time, which Cruz called, quote, very significant.
So here's something that, why was there ever a prohibition on using a health savings account to pay your premium?
Because a health savings account is not like a savings account. Not like I go to my bank and I say, savings bank of Walpole, I'd like to open up a savings account. I'm going to save money there for my health care. You can't really do that. You can do it as long as you don't tell anybody that's what you're doing it. But if it's an employee-run health savings account, that comes with pages and pages and pages of federal regulation that decides exactly what that account can be, how much money can go into it, what it can be spent on.
I remember when I had health insurance back 7, 8, 9 years ago when I worked for an airline. I did not initially have it, but then they rolled out this thing of, well, if you get the high deductible something, something, then we'll give you money in a health savings account.
Yeah.
And I wound up basically getting the same amount of money in an HSA of what I paid for a premium.
Sure.
And I was able to use the health savings account to pay my chiropractor.
Yeah. Or Band-Aids or aspirin or all kinds of things like that. You know, they're a pretty useful idea. My issue with them is they're just overregulated.
Right.
This is one of those areas that we absolutely never needed federal government involvement in. Let us have savings account. We'll put money in them, and then we'll use it when we need it.
Right. But, again, it's baffling to me that apparently there was some federal prohibition on using a health savings account to pay a premium to a doctor. So
go to
the doctor and your visit is $47. Sorry, you can't use your health savings account because reasons.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Also Thursday, GOP Senators Cassidy and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina proposed an alternative approach to replacing Obamacare that would keep much of the federal taxes in place and sending that money to the states to control.
So basically what Senators Lindsey Graham and Cassidy are wanting to do here is wind up having the federal government be the middleman in what is essentially money laundering.
That's a really accurate way of putting it, Daryl.
So instead of you sending the money to your local state government,
right?
No, you've got to send it to the federal government, and then they send it to your local government.
Yeah, they're going to take a piece of the pie.
Exactly. They got to get their
and
skin.
And then add strings to the money.
Absolutely.
There's always strings to the money.
Sure. And if you're going to, we're going to give you all this money back that your citizens paid to us, but you have to spend it in these ways. And
yeah, it just means that whoever, you know, like whatever states and stuff, you know, rub the backs of the politicians when they're campaigning is the one that's going to reap the most reward.
True.
And my guess is a lot of this is going to wind up being opt-in programs to where, oh, well, if you increase the police in, you know, fighting the drug war, we'll give you extra money to where you can give it to old grannies that need Medicare.
Right. And it's again, I'm not even going to say I expected something. I didn't expect anything better out of the Republicans. I expected them to put forward Obamacare light, and that's basically what we have here. A bad nightmare version of Obamacare light.
Right, but, you know, again, considering that what was passed as the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, commonly called Obamacare, was basically a bastardized version of Gingrich Care that was a response to Hillary Care back in the 90s.
Yeah,
I can't say that I really expect the Republicans to do anything major because it was their idea in the first place.
And it puts a glaring light on this whole thing. And this is the takeaway for everyone is this is not about health care.
Right.
This is about cronyism. This is about moving money around. This is about keeping in place huge federal bureaucracies while throwing out some buzzwords that they feel are going to attract Republicans to support it.
It's about
like
one
return.
Word. It's about one word, and it was the final word of that last sentence that you just read, control.
Sure.
It's all about control. We need the federal government to take the money and then distribute it to the state governments.
Because we don't know what to do
because
with it on our
control.
Own. Right.
It's all about control. Jumping on here a little bit, they say that one of the primary reasons that they're having a hard time agreeing is because they're working from the Obamacare template, particularly federal control of health insurance. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body
antibody extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome on whatever is on your mind. We've spent the better part of the first 2 hours talking about health care, health insurance, and we'll move from one overregulated industry to another here in just a second. But how would you like to wind up saving some money? And when I say save some money, I'm talking about somewhere between 5 to 20, 25% on things that you were probably going to wind up buying anyway. Well, you can do that when you go to saveatpurse.com. I just had a couple of things arrive in the mail today. I've been doing some repairs on my bicycle. It was a 21-speed. The gears stopped shifting. And I decided, you know what? I'll just convert it to a single speed. And I've had parts coming in that I've saved between 15 to 20% on.
Nice.
And should be able to have the bike all back together tomorrow when that rear hub comes in. And I got that at saveatpurse.com. And what you do to get these bigger savings, you put things in an Amazon wish list. You then import the wish list into your account there at saveatpurse.com. You select the discount that you want. And then you fund the account with Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrencies using the built-in Shapeshift integration. And then you wind up, you know, several days later, generally, you wind up getting the items in the mail. You then go back to saveatpurse.com. You release the escrow, say, I got my items. And then the person that bought the items from Amazon gets the Bitcoin. You get the items. And everybody's happy because you saved big time. SaveAtPurse.com.
And wasn't it Wasn't it Sanders that said, what do we need 21 speeds on a bicycle for anyway?
No, Bernie Sanders said, why do you need 23 different types of deodorant?
Okay. My mistake. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you're going to a single-speed bike?
Yeah.
How does that work when you're climbing a hill?
Pedal faster.
Just checking. Just wanted to make sure you had a plan for that.
Yep. And, you know, there's not a lot of hills that I wind up pedaling over anyway, although there is that nice, fancy, like, $2 million footbridge.
Yeah. It's a dandy.
I use a couple times a day.
Thanks, government.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama. No, actually, thanks, Obama, because there was some federal grant.
Yeah.
I went to that bridge opening, and the local officials were talking about how much the community got together and rallied to support building this thing, because some local group raised $100,000 of the $2.1 million.
Sweet.
And then the rest of it was federal grant.
That's a lot of money. $100,000, that's a lot.
What is this bridge made out of? Gold?
Gold.
Concrete and pre-rusted I-beams.
And libertarian tears.
And I'm serious about the pre-rusted I-beams.
A $2.1 million bridge.
Yes.
Footbridge.
I would have done it for half the price.
Footbridge, would you?
Yeah.
I'd actually carry people across for a year for $2.1 million.
And then there's another one on the southern side of Keene that I've not used yet.
Yeah.
But apparently the newest footbridge, there's actually a tunnel that goes up under the road right next to the bridge. Which makes no sense to me. Like, why build a bridge over the road when you've got a tunnel going under?
Some people like to go uphill, Daryl. Some people like to go downhill. You got a little something for everybody.
I dated a guy that did roofing once, right? And I guess he used to make, like, I think it was, like, $15 an hour to do, like, shingle and then $18 an hour to do rubber roof or something like that. But whenever he'd work a state job, they called them rate work.
Right.
He'd make like something like $48 for shingle and $54 an hour for rubber roof. I'm not even joking.
Yeah. No,
like,
no, it was I don't insane. Doubt it at all.
And I'm like, I don't get you. You're doing the exact same work, but because it's paid for by government, you're getting paid three times as much.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like,
because when you do a job for a government agency, they don't really have a bargaining chip to use.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, though, he'd get put into a higher tax bracket by the end of the week if he worked any overtime or whatever, and it ended up, like, offsetting it. But it was weird how the whole thing worked.
Well, then we have laws requiring government transparency in a lot of things that say, you know what, you know, we have to put, you know, what our budget is out there. Government, and I've done this, it's like the hardest place you can ever negotiate from because, okay, well, we're going to put $50,000 in this line item to fix this roof. And then you put out a request for proposals and a request for bids, and guess what? Everybody comes back at $49,999.
Yeah, well, the other thing, too, my dad was telling me, I guess one of my uncles worked with a bunch of guys pouring the cement foundation for some of the windmills they put up on the Cape. Mm-hmm. And I guess when he showed up there to bring my uncle lunch one day, he was like, there's like three of them pouring concrete and like 10 just standing around talking, but they're all probably getting paid back.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're getting paid by the state.
Yep. And so, speaking of roofs and overregulation, Chris, apparently there's some kind of something going on with rooftop solar.
Well, rooftop
thunk it.
Yeah, I know. And I thought this story was interesting because rooftop solar has been a big thing. You know, St. Elon Musk has come up with this idea that we can put solar on every roof by basically using, you know, shingles that are...
St. Elon, patron saint of cronyism?
Yes, yes, the patron saint of cronyism, Elon Musk. But, you know, when you live by the lobbyists, sometimes you die by the lobbyists. And that's what this story is about. And this comes to us from the New York Times. Over the past 6 years, rooftop solar panel installations have seen explosive growth, as much as 900% by one estimate. That growth has come to a shuttering stop this year with a projected decline in new installations of 2%, according to projections from Bloomberg New Energy Finance. A number of factors are driving the reversal, from saturation of markets like California to financial woes at several top solar panel makers. But the decline has also coincided with a concerted and well-funded lobbying campaign by traditional utilities, which have been working in states' capitals across the country to reverse incentives for homeowners to install solar panels.
So one thing that I remember hearing probably 20 plus years ago when solar first kind of started being a thing. It was
outside the realm of science fiction. It was things that people were actually doing.
You can buy a solar panel, and then you will never have a utility bill again.
Right.
But what wound up happening is very few people actually buy the solar panels. Most of the companies will say, we will give you the solar panels, and then you wind up buying the electricity from us, and then we do something, and you get an incentive of something going back into the grid and something.
Yeah, it's gotten more complex because of more cronyism, but way back in the day, before all this regulation was involved and all this cronyism, if you bought solar panels, you could do one of two things with them. You could charge up batteries, and you could save that energy for when you needed it. That was one thing you could do. Or you could do a grid tie system where basically what happened was you would be powering your own home, but any excess would flow into the power grid, and they were required by law to
not
buy
everywhere.
Not everywhere, but in most places required to purchase your excess. And that's why it was really attractive.
Right. Now, because I know several years ago, probably about a decade or so ago, my dad wanted to put up a wind turbine in his front yard for just that scenario that you said of, wind up generating, enough to power stuff and then sell back to the grid.
Right.
But Alabama Power said, we're not required to buy your excess, so we're not going to do it. And that this is one of the questions that, libertarians have to ask themselves of, should there be a requirement that the only utility that exists in the area that exists because there was a government-granted monopoly, should they be required to purchase excess energy?
That's a good question.
It's one of those things of, they would not be the only energy provider absent government involvement.
Right, right. And that's what we see across the country. In most places, you don't really have a choice of your power company. You might have a choice of where the supply comes from, but there's likely only one transmission medium, and that's the wires that run to your house, and they've been there forever.
Right.
So anyway, we'll get back to the story. Again, the decline has coincidentally occurred during this period of lobbying by the traditional utility companies. Utilities argue that rules allowing private solar customers to sell excess power back to the grid at a retail price, a practice known as net metering, can be unfair to the homeowners who do not want or cannot afford their own solar power installations. How's that for a stretch?
What?
We'll get into this a little bit more, but this is the type of logic you use on politicians. Pull at their heartstrings,
and
you get your way.
This takes some mental gymnastics, and we'll reread that sentence, plus your calls and thoughts when we come back after the news. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get bitcoins, and then spend bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.